Desperate times often call for desperate measures, and Jody Stickney, a housing counselor with Community Action in Rock and Walworth counties, says in trying to save the family home and pay the bills, her clients are exhausting all options.
They sold some of their extra things that they own, maybe boats and motorcycles, four-wheelers and extra cars they have, cashed in if they have retirement available to them, tried to access some of those funds.
While the boat, motorcycles, and extra cars probably wouldn't be considered necessity, financial experts argue that the retirement account is. John Nelson is lecturer at University of Wisconsin, a former pension specialist and author. He says taking money from retirement in most cases is a mistake.
If you're in those dire of a strait, don't use this money like a Band-Aid to try to continue an unsustainable situation.
For those who may end up losing their house anyway once the funds are depleted, Nelson says cashing out is not worth it.
You may have $10,000 when you look at your account, but after that's subjected to a 10% premature distribution penalty, and after it's subjected to some amount of ordinary income tax on top of whatever else you earned in that year, the truth is you may only end up with $7,000 of the $10,000.
Nelson says it's best to see a financial planner, but there may be some situations where a hardship withdrawal is worth the cost. For example, someone who's unemployed who needs the cash to move for a new job. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.